The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish is off today, and good morning. Today, the 7th of March, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Yep, get in our chat room the same way. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm always happy to be at work.
I love that.
I love it,
Me
too.
Me too.
I feel like it's the best way to start your day here.
So, do we have a national day out there?
Yes. Looks like this week is a Consumer Protection Week, and today is a National Catch Scamming Day.
Okay, it's National Consumer Protection Week.
Yes, and today is National Catch Scam Day.
Cash scam?
Catch
scam day. Catch?
Mm-hmm. Catch the scam.
Catch the scammer.
You know, when somebody's trying to deposit.
Oh, I got one of those. What I get is I've got something being delivered, you know, to the house. And then I'll get this email saying, we need more information to deliver it to your house. It's all scam. It's all scam.
But the worst was when somebody scammed me on $700 and was buying tickets to Disneyland. And unfortunately, when I was trying to return, they returned only me the half price. So for some reason, the scam was working good.
Oh, so you went to a regular, like an agency, but they only gave you half back.
No, I didn't. Like, I called back my bank because somebody decided to buy tickets for $700 for Disneyland.
Oh, so somebody took your credit card information.
Yeah.
Oh. And they only gave you half back?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Because the tickets was already purchased and everything.
Used? Well.
So, it was
my bank would, if I was out of town, even if it was in Chico, and I tried to buy something, it would not let me buy it until they sent me a message saying, did you do this? Well, usually the message wouldn't come in for 5, 6, 7 minutes, and by that time you've already bought it with another, you know, either cash or another card. And it was, you know, I went through that for like 2 weeks. If I was out of Reading anywhere, I couldn't use it. But then I guess we all got it set up, you know, so...
Unfortunately, the scam system here is working really good.
Okay. Let's talk about the election.
Oh.
Yesterday, we discussed the election results, but those weren't really the results, my friends. You knew that there was going to be some votes hadn't been counted yet, ballots hadn't been counted. But then the registrar's office came out and said, we've counted 22,000 votes. We haven't counted 30,000 votes. So... there's 30,000 votes out there. They're working their way through, which I, you know, that's a lot of votes. So anybody that, you know, even though things, they gave the initial votes and they looked, oh, rosy, and sometime, and even, wow, that's kind of a big surprise. Then you find out that there's still 30,000 votes to be counted. I had no idea it was going to be that many, but they made that, they changed because of they say part of it's because of processing, that they used to be able to process the votes at the precincts. Now they collect all the ballots and they bring them back. Then they have to check to make sure the ballots are correct, signed correctly, all those things. Then they break them into groups of 100. Then they start putting them through the machine that counts them. And then they have to stop every so often and make sure the machine's counting right. So the next update will be tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. because all the information you have now is based for at 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday night. So there you go. She says we have at least Francoucette. Her office cannot pinpoint how many ballots are left in relation to each supervisor district. We have at least 10,000 ballots, and we have no idea what supervisor district they're in right now. So, it's not over. They've got 28 days. Let me put it this way. There's 28 days. But we should have a better idea tomorrow afternoon, I would imagine, that they've been able to count ballots since they probably came, you know, they were counting ballots on Tuesday night, so they had Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know how many ballots an hour they can count. That would be interesting. So we'll have to try and find that out. So then they've got Wednesday, Thursday, and then all of Friday until 4:30. So we should have a better idea of what it looks like then. Our, you know, like I said, you know, there were surprising totals. And then you figure, well, a lot of people voted early. They mailed in their ballots, and they could start counting those, I believe. The things have changed so much. Did I just deliver my ballot in person? Yes, I did that. Because I thought there was still going to be a machine there, as I explained on yesterday. I still thought there was going to be a machine there because we have machines. But no, machines weren't there. Unless you're handicapped. Then they had a machine there for people that were handicapped. So I put it in my trusty little envelope, signed things, gave addresses. I didn't have to show any ID, but they have all that stuff for scanning when they get back to the main office. What are your thoughts on it? What are your thoughts on the election? I've gotten several texts and emails from people that are questioning certain things. How candidates get, you know, that. As an example, Dan Sloan for the in the second district for the Republican committee got, I don't know, I think it was like 1,200 and something votes, and then only 600 votes in the second district for supervisor. But then it's because when you see this is the, I don't know, people are looking at the Republican Central Committee different than they are the supervisor's race. That could be an answer. Or it could be is the there are another 10,000 votes out there or 5,000 votes that still have to be counted. Anyway. I'm not going to get too excited about this until Friday, and we'll see what happens then. And like I said, they have till 28 days to certify the election. And will it take that long? I don't know. Okay, let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the State of the Union, a conversation I have with my sister, and New York and the National Guard. All that's coming up. In the next couple of segments. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is on the cutting edge of technology there with the TAVR valve replacement, Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, the Guardian early warning heart attack system. They are there. And the other things that they are doing with this, and the whole reason they're doing this, and this isn't all of the procedures they can do now, is to keep people from having to travel for 2 or 3 hours, spend the night, and come back the next day. It's so you can have it happen right here safely and with less intrusive ways of handling an operation by either the Da Vinci surgical robotic system or the TAVR valve replacement, which you get a valve replaced and you don't have to have your chest opened. This and many more reasons is why Shasta Regional Medical Center is your place to go. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dusty Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dusty Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio at Carmine. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. I'd like to hear your comments. Wake up, wakey wakey. Hear your comments on the, our local elections here. And what do you think? Too early to call, really. 30,000 votes still out there, but we're getting our next update. And on Friday at 4:30 p.m. So then we'll have all weekend long to pour over those numbers. Joe Biden's State of the Union address is tonight. Kicks off his national campaign with the State of the Union address. How many people are going to watch that? You know, it's been going downhill. But I think if I was going to watch it, what I may do is just record it, is to see, is he going to be, not that if he's going to make mistakes, because I'm sure he will, but just to see how much energy he can put into this. You know, he's been resting up for a few days, and who knows, maybe got a shot from the doctor, some B12. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe an infusion of vitamins. The problem is that he's got to fight this huge, huge concern from the voting populace, whether you're Democrat or a Republican, that he's too old for this, that he doesn't have the vigor for it, that, you know, he appears weak in many times, physically weak. I'm not saying mentally weak, though you can question that too, but physically weak. And so you have to ask yourself, can he do another 4 years? Now, I'll get into the conversation I have with my sister yesterday. She's from Tennessee. And what she thinks on it. We think different on some things. Anyway, a Democrat House member said that Biden was likely to make mistakes during the speech. However, he also said Trump has made rhetorical slips. Biden is going to make rhetoric slips. I think the key is his energy level, just like we talked about. That can he get through it? Can he appear strong and masterful? And can he look like he's strong enough to run the country another 4 years? It can't just be judged on one evening, however. Now, the next question is, is there going to be heckling? Are people like when he said last year the, you know, Republicans want to do with Medicare and, you know, and Social Security to sunset, and there were Republicans that hooted and booed and said that's not true. So is there going to be any of that tonight? I guess that depends on what Biden says. You know, if Biden says something that's totally outrageous, you know, maybe all the Republicans will stand up and turn their backs on him. Like they do at a board of supervisors meeting. That'd be kind of cool. It's going to be one of the biggest audiences the president's going to have this year. Anyway, I'm not sure I'm going to watch it there because I've got something else going tonight. But I think I will record it just so I can go back. Now, let's talk about my sister, whom I love dearly. And we don't really talk politics because I know she leans left. And but yesterday we did. We kind of got into it because she was at a friend's. It was a kind of a kickoff of a campaign for a judge in Chattanooga. And she was there, and I went. I didn't know you went to those things. She said, well, they said afterwards we were going to go have drinks, and they were paying for them. And I said, okay, that explains it. I said, oh, I guess it's not a Trump celebration party. Well, that started. It was my fault. I did it. I threw it out there on the table. I said, I'm just kidding. You know, she goes, I am a never Trumper. Totally a never Trumper. And I went, really? She goes, oh, yeah. And then we went back and forth from Palisadro to downtown Reading, discussing Trump, Biden, and all this. She says, if I had a brain aneurysm, she says, I'm filling out my ballot right now as early as I can. And if something happened to me, I tell my husband to keep me alive on life support, whether I had brain waves or not, and so I could vote against him. And I went, well, if you don't have brainwaves, it probably explains why. And, oh, yeah, well, I don't ever get into a battle like that with my sis. She's a lawyer, and she was quick back when she was five. So, but the bottom line is, there. I had no idea the depths of how much she didn't want Trump. And she agreed about Biden. She agreed about Biden. We both agreed. How in the hell did we get here with this nation, this great nation, to have those two old guys running for president, and among all the other things about them? So, and I would make a salient point, which she would totally ignore, and then she'd make a salient point, which I'd totally ignore, because we're brother and sister. We can do that. If I'm talking to people that are not family, I listen and say, well, yeah, you've got a point there. There was no anger. There was no rancor. We were laughing. But My sister and I, you know, I mean, I can't bring myself to vote for Biden. And she said, there isn't, I said, what if Biden, I said, do you really think President Biden's going to make it through another 4 years? She says, I don't care. He just has to make it to January 6th. And maybe not even then. And I said, okay. I said, so Kamala, she says, I don't care. See, and there's where a lot of people are. Now, my sister is smart. I mean, she really is. But she's at this level here. I just had, you know, I really didn't understand her, her convictions on this. And why, you say? Well, don't you talk to your sister? Oh, we talk all the time. We FaceTime, you know, our family, you know, Linda and I and Steve, that's her husband. We FaceTime and we'll talk for an hour about, you know, grandkids and kids and, you know, all those kind of things. You know, life and, you know, in general and all those things. And I love her to pieces. But we don't discuss politics because we both know we're probably on the opposite sides. And so yesterday was the first time in years that we've discussed something like that. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. She has got a barbed wit, and I get the feeling she's not going to vote for Trump. And she's in Tennessee. So it's tough because Tennessee's a red state, a heavily red state. And it's not tough for her because, you know, her friends, I imagine, all are about the same. And if they don't, maybe she doesn't talk politics. So how many of you all, does anybody up here have friends? I mean, we have friends up here the same way. They would vote for a yellow, you know, as my dad used to call them, yellow dog Democrats. Democrats would vote for a yellow dog before they would a Republican. But there's yellow dog Republicans up here too. I mean, there's some people that if it came down that, I mean, they're having a tough time with this. They're not crazy about Trump, but they are appalled by the things that Biden's doing. They don't like Trump, but they don't like Biden more. And we shouldn't be in that type of an election where you're having to vote for the person that's got the least foibles. I talked to somebody else yesterday, a Democrat, was in the office, and we chit-chat. She said, I'd love to come in and get your other points. And what it comes down to is there somebody in this nation that could heal this nation? Because Biden gets reelected, it's going to be a battle. Trump gets elected, it's going to be a battle. Is there somebody on the national scene that could be a unifier? She went back. She said, I didn't like Reagan's policies, but the more I read about him, the more I learn about Reagan, the more I like him because he presented an image that brought the country together. And then we talked about Clinton, and she said, oh, Clinton passed NAFTA, and I'm still crazy mad about that. But that Reagan kind of presented that image of a unifier. Is there somebody out there, my friends? Because I was trying to think of somebody besides Oprah that could kind of like be the bridge to bring both sides together. And frankly, I can't think of anybody that could be on a national level that could bridge both sides and have them come to the table. I mean, we talk about Hamas and the Israelis. I mean, we've got Congress people up there that don't talk to each other. We have senators that don't talk to each other. We have families that don't talk to each other over this. You know, I think it was started, you know, it was started under the, you know, under Obama, and it got worse under Trump, and it's really going crazy under Biden. Is there somebody out there that could possibly be a unifier? Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. Local board of directors, as I pointed out before, they've been in the business over 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding on California Street and on Hartnell, and one in Anderson on Ventura Street. They've been our bank for a while, and we're real happy with them. Learn more from bankcornerstone.com, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at the river.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. You know what? I thoroughly forgot to do the weather this morning, as Christina told me. So today's sunny with a high near 60. Clear tonight with a low around 38. Friday, sunny and showers. Friday night, maybe after 4 a.m. low around 43. Saturday showers, high near 56. Chance of precipitation is 90%. 30% chance of showers on Friday night. Sunday showers. Monday showers. Tuesday showers. And Wednesday, sunny again. Somebody told me yesterday that they heard it was going to get up in the 80s next week. Now, I have not seen that one at all. But the temperature is going to be running in the mid-50s during the day and the mid-40s at night. So weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, family-owned company out of Anderson that provides just outstanding service to their customers. They do treat their customers as warm friends. They have senior and veteran discounts. They've got payment plans. They're just a really, really good company that supports our community. It's a veteran-owned business also, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. On the line is Stone. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on.
Sorry, there was a delay. Hey.
That's kind of, you know why that delay is there? Do you know why that delay is there?
Yeah, people like me.
You know, somebody was concerned. Oh, because they were playing a song on Sunday, and they hadn't had a chance to go through it, and there were some bad words in there, and they said they were listening to it, you know, on the direct feed. Well, the direct feed that goes out over the internet, there is no delay. But trust me, uh-oh, my producer was pushing the button, and that's what saves us. Okay.
Yeah, no Eminem songs on that.
I can't wait to hear what your thoughts are on this. So,
kind of a belated report regarding some of the observing that some of our fellow citizens did on election night. Went fairly well. You know, we had several dozen observers out and about, and we really concentrated on the closing procedures because the Dominion machine is not there anymore, to see how things were a little different.
Yeah, I had to. I noticed that because I took my ballot, and for some reason, I knew the Dominions, of course, were gone. But I still thought because we had voting machines that they would be at a precinct, but they're not. So right. I just resealed my ballot in the envelope and put it in this locked up container that I assume had all the ballots in them.
Yeah, and so most precinct workers, inspectors, clerks, most of them are very nice, very receptive, very transparent in having citizen observers, which, of course, the law allows. And usually there's usually a couple of precincts, and it's the same staff every year somehow that really, really don't like observers there. So that's unfortunate. It really is because, like Reagan said, trust but verify. But otherwise, yeah, it's different this year, and I think this is a good thing, Carl. Because we're not tabulating at the precincts with an electronic machine now. Unfortunately, we're still tabulating electronically, but now it's all at the elections office. So we really didn't gain any trust there. So more work to be done there. But what I saw, which is really interesting this cycle, which I really liked, I like this. Where I was at, I was observing at Westside Church on Swayze, and they had approximately 120 in-person voters, yet they had over 190 drop-off ballots into the box. So these were mail-in ballots that people did not want to use the postal service for, nor did they want to just drop it into an unstaffed drop box. They dropped them at the precincts in a staffed drop box. So I thought that's a really good thing.
Yeah,
people are waiting until the last minute.
That's what we did, yeah.
They're waiting till the last minute to vote. They want to keep positive control of their ballot to the last minute until they see their ballot handed over to an elections official. That's a good thing. And that means what's going to happen now, the elections office, they're flooded with all of these ballots, as you've already reported.
Yeah.
And it's going to take them some time. We're going to have to be patient with them because they only have so much room in that upstairs office to put they're called precinct boards, the people that separate the ballots, look at them, adjudicate them. These are all citizens, you know, that are seasonal. And it's going to take them some time. There's only so many rooms and tables and precinct boards that they have operating. Here's the funny thing, Carl. I have to look at it again. But somewhere in the election code, it talks about that the canvas, and the canvas is what's is the counting. Canvassing is counting part of it. And somewhere in the code, I believe it says the canvas shall continue until it's completed. I have to look that up. But I've read that law several times, so I'm 99% sure that it says something that they're supposed to count until they're completed, which means 24 hours a day. Now, they don't do that, of course, because everybody needs a break, but that's just kind of a weird part of the law. So we're going to have different the voter trend statistics, I think, are going to look different this year because of this mass number of people that dropped off on the day of the election. So even though the results are swinging a certain direction, I think it's going to be very different. But we're going to be waiting 2-3 weeks from Election Day, Carl, because there's a lot of ballots to handle.
Well, 30,000 ballots, and, you know, I described earlier what they have to do. They have to make sure they're signed. They have to make sure that, you know, they can read the signature and all that. And then they put them in groups of 100, and then they have to run through the machine, and then they have to check the machine on a regular basis. And frankly, if the people doing the counting, I would rather have people that have done it, you know, they go home, get a good night's sleep, and come back the next day. They've got 28 days. Sure. That's the law. But I think the next update on Friday will give us could give us a totally new picture. We'll see.
Well, the update this Friday is probably going to be a small number, and here's why.
The
election staff, we had 55 polling locations this last cycle, and one of them was the elections office. But the citizens that closed the election locations, they have to do what's called a balance sheet. And unfortunately, because I have copies of the balance sheets from former elections, maybe half of them are accurate and complete, and the other half are not accurate and not complete. So the elections office, they have to double-check all of that work. So all the closing paperwork from every polling location has to be double-checked by the election staff starting Tuesday evening when all those materials come in. And they have to do all that before they can start moving in the ballots that came in from each precinct.
Aren't you happy? But you're happy. We should be happy about that they're getting double-checked.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But then it adds on to the time.
Correct. Okay. Correct. That's the point. That's my point exactly. So we're not likely to see a big update this Friday, but starting next week, once everybody has the weekend to rest up and everything, and they can get these precinct boards lined up, hopefully starting next week we'll start seeing some large updates. And one last thing real quick, Carl, before the break. We're still having problems with the elections office not allowing certain people to apply for poll workers. And these are people that worked the polls prior. And this is a problem because in my humble, I've talked to these people in person, and they're basically being ignored. They wanted to work the polls. They have the experience and training. They've already done it, and they're not being allowed to. Just as a quick reminder, I was refused to work as a poll worker for the Modi recall because I had a political stance on the Modi recall, and that should never have happened. So.
Okay.
We're hoping to fix this issue soon, but anyways, any questions?
I'm getting the feeling you're thinking that this election is better than the last ones, and that I think, you know, most of the time people in Shasta County, and this has been going on for decades, vote by mail. I get a feeling that a lot of them just brought their ballots in like we did. And I thought I saw one of the drop boxes was in a Holiday Market.
Correct.
Yeah. Those.
Correct.
I mean, does anybody watch those? Or those are the ones? I mean, I can understand them if they were, you know, in a government office or something like that.
Right.
But anyway, okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Stone.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Okay. Well, let's take a quick break here, and we come back. Let's talk about what's happening in New York. And how about the guy? Did you read about this? The guy that got 217 COVID shots. Lori, this one's for you. 217 COVID shots. We'll talk about that when we get back.
K KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top-growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws, with delicious home-style options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Foyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I like that song, too. It's Thursday, the 7th of March, 7:48 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted number one in the North State, the most liked in the Record Searchlight poll, and there's a reason for that. They are. They a super selection of jewelry, locally owned, locally operated, just good people down there, Rebecca and Henry. They bought it from Leonard, and that store's been there for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, a super selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Watch repair, they got the only watch repairman, a real person, sitting there fixing watches as they need it. There's just, I can't think of anything negative to say about Four Winds Jewelry, as obviously a lot of other people. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. This is quick. Oh. If you want that American flag from the Flag Center and want to enter our contest, now is the time to do it. 605-530-605-4567-6665. Call any of those numbers and get your name. We need to have your name and phone number, and you'll be in the drawing that we pick out tomorrow morning at 8:15, right here at KCNR. So give us a call, 530-605-4567, and get entered into the drawing. Also on our Facebook page, correct, Christina? It's on KCNR 96.5.
Yes, people can just join
in.
And
you can put your names there. In fact, the woman that won last week had her name through the Facebook, and I'm going to take all the names off there, and then we cut them up and cut them into little strips of paper, and then we draw them tomorrow. It appears that the state of New York is bringing in the National Guard to help fight crime in the state. They're bringing in 70 National Guard troops to assist in the New York City subway system with bag searches at the entrances of busy train stations. This comes as crime has increased 20% during the first 2 months of 2024 compared to the same period last year, according to New York Police Department data. They're losing it. All those phone calls are coming in. Be patient. She answers one. She goes to the next one. So be patient. Sending in the troops to help restore law and order. I wonder if they need, well, let me see. Newsom put some troops in the border, but it doesn't seem to have helped a lot. For our people wondering about COVID shots, a man in Germany apparently got 62-year-old man from Mattersburg deliberately got 217 COVID-19 vaccine shots in the space of 29 months. That's one shot every 4 days. He, in this process, he became a walking experiment for what happens to the immune system when it is vaccinated against the same pathogen repeatedly. That while his hypervaccination did not result in any adverse health effects, it also did not significantly improve or worsen his immune response. He did not get COVID, but they're not sure it's from all the shots or from the first three shots. Now, how do you know he took 217 shots? Because they confirmed 134 from the prosecutor and through vaccination center documentation. Remaining 83 were self-reported. So at a very minimum, he had 134 in 29 months. He did not have any vaccine-related side effects and has not had a COVID infection to date. Wouldn't that be funny if now he stopped and then he gets COVID? I can't imagine. They do not endorse hypervaccination as a strategy to enhance immunity. The benefit is not much bigger if you get vaccinated three times or 200 times. So, I find that really interesting when it gets down to it, that you would take that vaccination that many times, and people were having all types of side effects from there, and people were, you know, and doctors were saying it could cause some heart problems and blah blah blah, all that. You know, the world, when I look at, you know, at five things you need to know, I mean, it's the same. It's the Russian missile exploded close to a convoy carrying Ukrainian President Zelensky and Greek Prime Minister Mitsotakis during the attack on the Ukrainian city of Odessa yesterday. He wasn't injured. Extreme hunger going on in Gaza. Israelis said we pushed in 5,280 tons of food and life support to the Gaza in 1 day. Almost 40% of UN aid missions in Gaza were denied or impeded by Israel last month, according to the UN. But, you know, who do we believe anymore? And the medical system has been completely crushed. Well, that's what happens when you put ammunition and missiles in hospitals. You know, this is what I don't understand. I mean, Hamas and Islamic terrorists, as we have seen, will put rockets, launchers, and everything in their mosque, schools, hospitals. I mean, it's it, How can you do that to your own people? And yet you do. Do you remember when Alec Baldwin killed the camera woman and wounded the director when on the set of 2021 on the set of Rust, this movie. And the armorer on the set was just found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Because it comes down, prosecutors said that she, Gutierrez Reed, repeatedly violated safety protocol and acted negligently in performing her duties, and that her actions ultimately led to Hutchins' death. Baldwin, who's also been charged with involuntary manslaughter, is expected to stand trial in July. He pleaded not guilty and claims he did not pull the trigger, which the FBI has kind of proven that the only way that gun went off is if you pulled the trigger. Also, the defense was saying things like they were changing things. He changed the scene where he was aiming at the cinematographer and the director, and when he shot them. Any way you look at it, how did a live round get into the gun? They use these blanks all the time, of course. And like, you know, it's like pops come out, and then they put the sound into it, you know, and the editing and all that. But how did live rounds get on the set any way you look at it? And the armorer should be checking that gun. And obviously, somewhere in there that she did not check it. Was it, you know, and that when, and he should not have been aiming at the person. Though you see him aiming at the cameras all the time. The one time I did a movie, and I was in a gunfight, with a blank, which, by the way, I checked to make sure they were blanks. The director said, okay, aim over toward me, you know, for the camera shot. And I, of course, could not do that. So it was always off to the side. But people that think they know better and think that, oh, yeah, this is going to be this, and they don't think about possible consequences, why would you? You know, I think this still goes back to the armor, but I can see where if she was under a lot of pressure from the higher ups, to rush through this, rush through that, she did not have a lot of experience in this. This may have been her first movie that she worked on as the primary armorer. So anyway, it was still a shame. It should not have happened. Applebee's is shrinking, and its parent company may open joint restaurants with IHOP. There are 6 brands of cinnamon that have been recalled because of higher levels of lead. And you're probably wanting to know what they are and where you can get them at. It started with cinnamon apple sauce that for kids. And that was recalled. And that was under Wanabana Chunks and Weiss brands. And the cinnamon was imported from Ecuador. So this cinnamon lots are being sold at, it's La Fiesta, at the Superior Supermercados, Mercam, sold at Save-A-Lot, MTCI, sold at SF Supermarket, SWAD, sold at Patel Brothers, Supreme Tradition, sold at Dollar Tree and Family Dollar. I know we buy some stuff from them. This may be something to check. And El Chiliar sold at La Moya in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's got too much lead in it and could have problems. So if you have it, you need to take it back to the store. Get a refund. We come back. We've got, after the news, we've got Doug Jenke coming in. And it's going to be interesting to see his take on elections and what's going on. For people, when you're asking me about Trish, Trish has her back. She's having problems with her back, and she's getting it treated. It's not a disease or anything like that. It's just her back is having problems, and until they can get this thing worked out, it's just a lot of it's a it takes a lot to be moving around, and we'd much rather her feel better than come down here once a week on Thursdays. So, okay, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we have Doug Jenke.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Electric utility Xcel Energy says its facilities appear to have played a role in igniting a massive Texas Panhandle wildfire that grew into the largest such blaze in state history. But it disputes suggestions it acted negligently in maintaining and operating its infrastructure. Posting on Truth Social, former President Trump saying he'll provide running commentary as President Biden delivers his State of the Union speech tonight.
White House officials say the president will use his primetime address to make the case for rebuilding the economy, lowering prescription drug costs, and defending abortion access. With an eye toward the general election, Mr. Biden will lay out the sharp differences between his policies and Donald Trump's. Most Americans have doubts about the president's age and mental fitness and likely will be closely watching his performance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Congressman Chip Roy says he will be closely watching. The Texas Republican says Biden open border policies have done great harm to the country, importing deadly drugs as well as criminal illegal aliens.
He is responsible for the death of Lake and Riley and those that have died at the hands of the people he, by his decisions and Alejandro Mayorkas' decisions, have released into the United States in violation of our laws.
Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill protecting IVF providers and patients from legal liability. This follows an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos possess the same legal rights as children. It had a chilling effect on in vitro fertilization services in the state, with several providers putting their services on hold. Drive-by shooting at a city bus stop injured 8 high school students, one of them critically, in Philadelphia. The hunt continues for several gunmen who carried out yesterday afternoon's attack. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 191 points, NASDAQ ahead 176. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
No lack of criticism of the United States during an annual meeting of China's legislature.
Despite a recent warming of relations, China has accused the U.S. of devising tactics to suppress China's rise. Yang Yi, China's foreign minister, spoke to media at the annual meeting of China's legislature. He said China's relations with the U.S. have improved since Presidents Xi Jinping and Joe Biden met in November. However, he said America has not fulfilled its promises. He added, if the U.S. is obsessed with suppressing China, it will eventually harm itself. I'm Karen Chamas.
Millions of travelers across Germany again being impacted by strikes after two unions called for two-day walkouts over wages and working conditions. Around 80% of all long-distance trains, as well as regional and commuter trains in the country, canceled early today as engineers went on strike. News and analysis, townhall.com. Type of whale thought to be long gone from the Atlantic shows up off New England.
Scientists have confirmed the presence of a gray whale off the Nantucket coast that went extinct in the Atlantic Ocean 2 centuries ago. It's an exciting discovery, but one they say illustrates the impact of climate change. Researchers with the New England Aquarium in Boston found the gray whale while flying 30 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts. The whale typically lives in the northern Pacific Ocean, but there have been 5 observations of the animal in Atlantic and Mediterranean waters in the last 15 years, according to the aquarium. I'm Julie Walker.
Chewing gum makers trying to revive flagging sales. Mars, owner of the 133-year-old Wrigley brand, is trying to reposition gum as a stress reliever and concentration aid, as well as a breath freshener. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Thursday, the 7th of March, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. We found out it was National
Scam Day.
Catch a Scammer Day. Yeah. I had some guy call me yesterday. And he said we owed him money from 2022. And it's an agency we do business with. And I said, okay. And he said, yeah. And I said, look, I'm not doing anything till you send me, you know, the invoices. He goes, oh, yeah. And he did 5 minutes later. I mean, I was 90% sure he's who he was because he had, you know, he had the information, but I'm not going to give anybody money without an invoice. So he sent the invoices and, it was while we were switching over, our bookkeeper. So I don't, and there was a time they were not even sending us invoices and we'd pay and then I'd go, well, and then, you know, cause sometimes they change. I need invoices. And we went back to him several times. So we started getting invoices. So yeah, but it wasn't a scam. So is there another day out there?
Yes. Also, today is National Hospitalist Day.
Hospitality Day?
Hospitalist, like a person who puts you in the hospital, I guess. Or
a hospitalologist?
Hospitalist.
Hospitalist.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Oh, yeah, really people work in hospitals.
Somebody who has spitting a lot. Spitalist.
Yeah, okay, got it. All right. Hey. Look outside, and you're seeing something you haven't seen in a while. It's called the sun. And it's going to be high near 60 today, low near 38 tonight, and tomorrow, sunny. 2 days in a row, but then it starts showers again. Over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, chances of showers, mainly cloudy. But then Wednesday, next Wednesday, it starts with sun, and I heard that it could actually really get warm next week. So we'll see. We need to dry out a little bit here. But the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, treat their customers really well. The Kinney family, they're a joy to be around. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Doug Janke.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, you know, I was listening to you on the way in, and I would think the gentleman with 200 COVID shots probably needs a psych analysis because that's
why would you do that?
I have no.
Okay, now
you point fingers at me. So, oh,
no,
you got
no,
something.
No, this really doesn't have anything to do with it. But we were issued this shot to give us during Desert Storm.
Yeah.
Because we weren't sure if they were sending chemicals over at night or not. And what it does is you hit it in your leg and it would automatically inject into you whatever that substance was. I mean, it's a well-known substance. I just can't remember the name of it. But we were all issued 2 of them. And one night the alarms went off. And when the alarms goes, that means there's incoming scuds or frogs or something. And this Navy corpsman panicked and gave himself 4 shots. what this does is just dries you up. Totally just dries you up. They had IVs going into it. He was running down the street with four of these things. It was kind of funny.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was funny at the time. It wasn't probably funny to him, but you don't need four shots. And besides, there was no chemicals in the air.
No.
What we usually did is we'd put on our gas mask, our fuel protected mask, and we'd sit around and look at each other, and finally somebody would take it off, go start breathing, and we'd watch him. And,
see if he passed out.
Yeah, if he passed out, we'd give him a shot. But we never got hit with that we knew of. So anyway.
Well, and you almost seemed normal, so, I mean, you know, it didn't affect you too badly.
Normal is in the eye of the beholder, you know. So, I mean, it's like people with trauma.
Yes.
That it doesn't bother them for years. And, I mean, it could have been a car wreck. It could have been a sexual assault. It could have been somebody dying, something like that. Or it could be combat. But, you know, so many people have various degrees of PTSD, you could say.
Yeah.
And they're perfectly normal. And then one day something sets them off.
Yeah. Just a trigger.
Something. And, yeah. And they have no idea. And then, it really bothers them. They start getting anxious. Goes away.
I have that feeling when I come in and sit with you in the radio. So I get all anxious and I start triggering. And I about Palisadro, I start to get nervous and sweat. So, Carl, what are we going to talk about today? I mean, there's nothing big happening in the news.
Okay. Was the election a surprise to you?
Yeah, actually. Well, yes.
No, knowing that there's still 30,000 votes out there, but did the first count kind of surprise you?
It actually did. I mean, one of the candidates you and I were just talking about, I mean, I'd seen his name, but I had not heard, not seen ads, not seen anything.
We were talking about Alan Long, and I'll tell you, I was getting emails from people.
Yeah.
Now, Alan was on our show February 29th.
Yeah.
It was a good interview. We talked about everything, and I said, now, these are yes or no answers, and he did yes or no,
yeah.
Like that, which I love.
Yeah.
That somebody can do that. But he's a retired police lieutenant. He's on the school board out there.
Out at Grant, I believe.
At Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he came kind of out of nowhere.
And he didn't. It wasn't like he was spending a lot of money on advertising either.
Well, I mean,
I saw some signs.
His radio ads did start coming in at the end there. I mean, yeah. At the very, very end. And anybody who's ever been successful at anything is, you know, your pregame is always good, but it's not how you start the season. It's how you finish the last play. And so maybe that was his strategy, is, you know, kind of let everybody else beat each other up for a couple months and then come in at the last, you know, impressionable pre-voting thing, because that's when I started hearing his name. Before that, I didn't even know who the heck he was.
Well, I've been trying to get him on the show, and, you know, I probably didn't try, you know, after I asked, you know, I don't usually go back. And then we had talked a couple of times, and then, you know, we got back together, and so I got him on before the election, which is what I wanted to do. He comes across well, but then so do others.
Well, and that's it. I mean, Tanessa Odette comes across well, and she's got enough skeletons in the closet to write a book about. But, yes, the results did surprise me. Patrick Jones, at the moment is, at least this morning when I pulled up, the local reg.
It's the same one from Tuesday night.
Okay. Yeah. And, so, you know, you know, the saying goes is you get the government you deserve. And if the recall works, there's going to be a 2-2, because I believe Kevin has to step off immediately is the way it works.
I believe so.
And, you know, the Nick, who's not generally always very smart, but actually pulled one out of his hat at our last show, talked about how the recall people were saying Gavin Newsom, you know, doesn't always appoint somebody. Well, he doesn't always appoint somebody if there's only conservatives on his list. But he has a 100% track record of appointing liberals when he has the opportunity. So if that list, if it does happen and there's a list provided, it would be very interesting who they're going to put on that list to send to him, because he has that authority. That new law gives him the authority
Absolutely.
To do it.
And I know what everybody says, but, you know, it still comes down to the fact you can ask him all you want. You can beg him. But if he wants to, he can put anybody in there he wants.
Yeah.
Now, but with this new charter county, which is leading.
It's leading. I like that.
Well, but barely, but it's still leading.
Yep.
And but if that passes, what happens then? Does that negate the governor's ability to put somebody in here?
I do believe that some of the verbiage I read was that's one of the advantages to a charter county is it takes away that particular thing. So as long as we're what we are now, is I think we're not rural or whatever we are, he has the authority. But if we become the charter county, the charter allows the Board of Supervisors to replace, not the governor. So it's a big deal.
Either by appointing or a special election.
Special election, yeah.
What do you think it should be?
You know, I think we shouldn't have had the recall. The man was in the thing for 2 months, and he voted one vote, and they started a recall. And then everything they said from the get-go was abject lies, and if you question them, it was a lie. But here we are, and, as they say, the people have spoken. And we're going to have either a deadlock with Rickerts and Garmin versus Chris and Patrick until the new session, or they need to get somebody in there. Now, the question is, who do you get? And that's where
somebody they can all agree on.
Yeah. Well, and that's going to be tough. I had this discussion the other day with somebody about, you know, we need to come together and be bipartisan. And I said, you know what? That's a load of crap. Why is it that we, as conservatives, always have to negotiate and give up something for it to be considered bipartisan? But if you look at the actual facts, when has a liberal come to our side? It's never happened. But yet it gets called bipartisan if a couple rhinos jump on. Oh, it's bipartisan. We had four Republicans jump onto it. And so that's the catch right now is we are so divided, trying to find one person out of that district that is going to be acceptable to both sides would be an interesting process for interviewing. I mean, Chris and Patrick asking questions and Rickerts and Garmin asking questions. It'd be interesting to find out who they could come up with.
Yep.
And if you just stay to the law. And, Constitution, because that's the problem. Let's get back to the Constitution. That's the biggest thing.
All right. I'm here with Doug Jenke, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, you need to give Patrick a call. Work injuries are life-changing for you and your family. Your employer wants to get you back. You want to be back, but you're not getting the treatment that you need and require. And that's when Patrick Gorman can really help you. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. Free consultation. If it's just a lengthy process, but everything's going the way it should, he'll tell you that. If it's not going the way it should and you're getting jerked around, Patrick Gorman can help you. 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Get ready for the ride of a lifetime and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000.
Rev up your ride.
Swipe to win drive.
Where the thrill of winning meets the power of a brand new 2024 Can-Am Outlander.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Final drawing on April 25th for your chance to win cash or a 2024 Can-Am Outlander.
For details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Yeah, it's all right. I love the sun. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, give Redding Electric Utility a call. They have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. More about the election. So, anyway, so Friday we should get some more numbers.
Yep.
At 4:30.
Yep.
And then the following week, I think they'll probably do Tuesday or something, and we'll keep knocking those numbers down. So,
well, it's going to be
the election is not over. I mean,
no.
Some of them are close, and some of while they're not that close.
Yeah.
It depends on when your voters, your supporters, voted.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the whole thing.
I was a registered, you know, mail-in absentee mailer because I live up in Shingletucky, and I sent mine in last Wednesday. So, you know, is it gotten to where it needs to go yet? I don't know. I mean, nowadays everything goes down to Sacramento, so I'm not sure if it's where it's at.
Does it have to be postmarked? It
has to be postmarked. Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. So I know it's good, but the reality is, I mean, you know, that's out there. So has it been counted? And, you know, our election system is, in general, in my opinion, very broken. And you and I were just talking about how easy it used to be and how, you know, anybody that went back to high school and college back in the pre-Obama days, you know, you would take these tests and you would mark the little bubbles. They would run it through the machine and you'd get your answer instantaneously. And that's pretty much how they did elections. There was no there was no chance for hacking. It was just you send it in and it spit it out. And I don't know why we can't go back and do that. That is the simplest form ever. There's no hacking. There's a machine that's just spinning a wheel, and you just throw it in there, and pops up the results instantly.
Yeah, and then every 1,000 you check to make sure it's giving the right answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very simple.
Or, you know, I wouldn't do it every 1,000. I'd do it at different numbers. So, well, you know, so that, okay, at 500 we checked 100 of them, and they were good, or 10 or whatever. And then at, you know, 1,200 we do it again, and then at, you know, 1,500 we do it. You know, so you wouldn't get into a system of it, but you'd be checking it all the time.
Yeah, just, you know, a little control. Well, and you know what I think is it just kind of struck me as something that I would really be interested in. I know Kathy is not going to do it because she's not going to be honest as she goes out of office. But what was the cost? That's the one they beat Kevin up, that this was going to cost millions upon millions of more dollars. And I would love to know, did this election genuinely cost a penny more than running?
I think that's a good question. I don't see how it did.
I don't see how it could have. I just don't. But that would be an interesting question, because they, one of the lies is the fact they kept saying over and over that it was going to cost millions, and with an S, millions. And here we now have an election. It has now taken place. What was the cost? Was it in fact millions, or did we maybe even possibly save money? Kathy will probably not be honest enough to tell us on her way out, but I think that would be an interesting take.
I don't subscribe to that.
Ah.
I think she is. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. We have a disagreement.
but that's okay.
That is okay.
That's what it's about.
This is when I need Trish, and then we could double up on you 2-1. Trish, I hope you're feeling better.
So do I. What do you think about the State of the Union tonight? Are you going to listen to it? I'm going to record it because I'm busy tonight. But it's a big thing for him, right? This State of the Union's big.
I think it's going to be one of the shortest ones on record, my opinion. I think it'll be less than 20 minutes max, if not even 15. He's going to have his teleprompter there. He's going to have very simple things to talk about. And I think it's going to be full of gaffes just because his mental capacity has gotten to that point. But they're going to keep propping him up there with the broom handle behind him. And we will see. But he hasn't had a speech in the last year that stayed on point or even made sense. So we'll see how it looks tonight, but I will probably watch it just because it'll be comedy. Might get some popcorn and get a Coke and watch it on TV with my wife.
I think that they're priming him for this because it is, you know, nation has a chance to watch him. I think there could be some rhetorical problems. However, what they're looking at, and I saw this article, is that he projects energy. You know, that he's fit and active, and he's got enough energy to run. For a short period of time, you can get somebody like that.
Well, and the thing is when Joe starts to speak and he's trying to make a point, he always gets angry. He always gets and starts screaming and gets those beady little assassin eyes. And so it'll be interesting to see if he elevates that. But because, you know, as a general speaking, he's at his age, energy is an issue. It's not for Donald Trump, but it is for him. And so I think it's going to be very interesting because if he's prepping all day long, he's going to be exhausted by the time he gets there.
I don't know if that's... Yeah, we'll see.
We will see.
But where have we gotten in our country that we've got two guys that are the youngest one's 77?
Yeah.
I mean, running for president of the United States. Come on. Well, he's got great energy. Okay, that's fine. He's 77 years old.
Okay. Well, and I think that's
where did we? Where? What happened to? I mean, you know, presidents running in their 50s, you know, and, I mean, this is a tough job.
It's a tough gig.
It's a tough gig. I mean, every one of them's aged. Obama came out with gray hair.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, George Bush, same thing. I mean, this is probably one of the hardest jobs in the world.
I won't say probably. I would say it is. I mean, you are making life and death decisions for around the world. You're trying to control some form of an economy. You know, you get both sides yelling and barking you 24 hours a day.
Yeah. And you're trying to get, you know, legislation through Congress that you can get people to agree on, which is very difficult now anyway.
Yeah.
And then if you make a misstep, you've got a million.
A pounce.
Oh, my gosh. It's the only thing worse than being president in our media is being a goaltender in hockey. And I'll tell you why. If the goaltender in hockey makes a mistake, a light comes on behind him, and people start screaming.
I mean,
so when you're president and you do something, then you've got all the little talking heads and everybody nibbling around, but there's no, like, big bright light behind you to say, mistake, you know.
Well, you know, it's a good analogy because, you know, the hockey goalie, you know, you got to think about the intelligence of a hockey goalie. My wife was on the Dutch national team for women's hockey, but you got to think about the hockey goalie. He gets to stand there and get pucks shot at him at 100 miles an hour.
And until like 40 years ago, without a helmet.
I know.
And they had no teeth because they get hit in the face and all this. But
that's a good analogy. So the president's up there as a hockey goalie getting just shot at all day long.
And people and his team,
yeah,
who could throw themselves down and give themselves
up. They stand aside.
They kind of like, oh gosh, here's the hot, he's got it being passed back and forth. His team's all not doing what they're supposed to do, and here it comes at 120 miles an hour.
Yeah. I asked my wife, it was funny, again, she was the Dutch national team captain for 11 years, so let that kind of sink in about being a badass. And I asked her, I said, does it hurt when you get hit with a hockey puck? She goes, oh boy, does it hurt? Because, you know, you got so much padding on, but there are places that are not necessarily padded, and if somebody does a wrist slap shot, she said it leaves a welt on you for like a week.
Oh yeah, and they keep them in freezers. The pucks are in freezers before they put them out on the ice. And, you know, I mean, it's like if you've ever held a hockey puck, you realize that, oh, yeah, and this thing's come flying.
Oh, yeah. No, so that is a good analogy, Carl. I mean, you surprised me there. I was actually, you pulled one out.
Well, then let's take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I used to say it was across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, but as we know, Jason is in the process of selling Lucky's. And shut it down, which is too bad. It was a great place to eat. But Cypress Square Barbershop is the place to get a haircut. I have not had a bad haircut there ever in 16, 17 years. It's a veteran-owned business, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, and I do that most of the time. Or you can just drop by. And if they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Botten, and my guest today is Doug Jenke, 8:34 in the morning, the 7th of March. It's, about 47 degrees out there. It's sunny. It's going to be sunny today and tomorrow, so enjoy it. Get your sunblock on.
Yeah.
It's going to get up to 60 today. I saw a commercial one time for sunblock. And it was taking place in England, and you know the rain's coming down. All and this man and woman are in their overcoats and all this, and their galoshes. And they said, but the weather changes quickly, so you always have to be prepared. And then it goes from that rain to sun, and their overcoats they throw them off, and they've got bathing suits underneath them, underneath it, and they're just standing out in the sun. And then the rain starts, and they put it back on again. It was a cute commercial.
I still remember that.
It, and it's got to be a long time ago.
I can understand that.
Okay, so if the election holds to what it is now, and please do not read anything into that for the listeners, because we still have 30,000 votes to count.
We have a lot to go. And the margins are hundreds of votes. We're not talking a blowout. You know, that's not going to overcome. They're within a couple hundred votes of each other, most of them.
Yes. But if it holds up, January 6th of next year, there's going to be a big change in the composition of the board.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe. I mean, because it depends on who is Cry's replacement, if in fact one happens. Long ran on being a conservative, you know, Second Amendment, all this good stuff.
He's adamant about that Second Amendment.
So, I mean, you know, if you lose Patrick and you get Long, does that kind of negate each other and you still kind of have at least a conservative that direction to hang out with Chris? So on that level, it is, I think, a net balance. It's really down to the Kevin Cry seat because
yep.
If Rickards should pull it off, and it's my opinion that if there is a runoff, I think the other two contenders should have a little powwow and figure out which one is going to run so they don't split the vote, because I think that's what's happened. If you looked at the numbers, at least I saw, had there been one candidate against Mary, I think they would have had a majority and they would have won the election. But if you're going to split the vote, then Mary's probably going to be a shoo-in just because...
Well, there's not going to be a split vote after this.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, so that's the whole thing, is if there is a runoff. But in terms of the makeup, if Long is true to his commercial, and that's, I mean, I don't know the man from anything, but his commercials talked about, you know, restoring this and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an interesting dynamic. It's just going to come down to what they do with Cry's seat, is my opinion. That's going to be the swing.
Yeah. The other thing too is they all ran about bringing decorum back to the chambers. Now, I'm not sure gets in there. I'm not sure that decorum is ever coming back to what it was before COVID.
No, and you know, again, if you watch the videos and you're in person, it is my opinion and my observation, that in fact, that it mostly comes from one side of the aisle. I have yet to see a conservative stand up and yell cuss words and all this good stuff.
And lately.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, historically lately. Maybe, but it's there. The disruption seemed to come from one side of the aisle. So, you know, if they get their wish and the board goes leaning left, maybe it goes away by itself.
We'll see. We'll see.
And you know what I'm always amazed at, Carl, is by published statistics, Shasta County is a 2-to-1
Republican conservative, I guess, Republican versus Democrat. So 2-1, theoretically, 66% is registered Republicans, quote-unquote, and 33% is Democrat. And yet we have a liberal city council, and we may have a liberal board of supervisors. I'm trying to figure out how that actually played out, that a third defeated two-thirds. That's an that's
well, I have my theories on that.
Yeah. I've always just thought that was very itchy. You know, we live in what is considered a conservative North state, and we keep electing people that are not conservative, which is quite interesting.
Well,
so that's my take on it.
Maybe not conservative enough for you.
I just don't want the government in my bedroom. I don't want them in my life. I don't want them screwing with my kids.
Here's what I want to do.
And I don't want regulations that kill us.
I want government to do their job when it comes to infrastructure, which they're woefully inept at, both the city and the county.
Yep.
I want to feel safe, which at least the city in their, has hired enough police, and it looks like the sheriff's getting more and more deputies. I want to have a place to put people that are felons, that aren't walking the streets.
Well, you know,
and I have heard that for 14 years sitting right here in the studios. This is what people want. And then I look at it and say, it's not any better.
Well, no. And, I mean, you know,
This is no knock on the police or the sheriff's office. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
They are out there arresting them, chasing them, moving them. They're there. But what do you do with them?
Well, you know, there's a couple things that we hit on there. You just made a point, because I remember listening to the show when you had Mr. Johnson on, the sheriff, and he had talked about that for the first time, staffing is up, things are good, he's hiring people, he's got 14, I think, that were in the background check, and he's sitting there talking about how everything is improving for the sheriffs, and yet the ads against Kevin Cry and Patrick Jones were the sheriff is not hire anybody, which was a patent lie.
That wasn't true.
That was one of many untruths.
If they said that the jail has not moved forward, that's not untrue.
Well, no, but that's what my next point is going to be. Yeah. Is it's what a lot of the people don't understand. It's not the supervisors that are holding this darn thing up. I mean, they had the funds a couple years ago with Basenko. The problem is they didn't have the personnel. So they had gotten a grant. They had to do some work on the jail. But nowadays, the requirements to build a government facility, something of that nature,
they're horrendous.
It's like $500,000 a cell. By the time you actually put it out, it's like $500,000.
Yeah,
and it's like you can't build a jail.
Well,
and at $500,000, I mean, that's a nice house almost on the river here for that, and they get a 10x10 cell.
Well, you know the parking structure right behind us.
Yeah,
you know how much it costs per slot.
No, I don't.
$50,000.
Yeah.
For each one of those parking places, by the time you go through everything, it's what it averages out to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't. But see, there lies the problem. One of the largest problems in the sense that it costs so much. This one thing after another. And so then it bumps the price up. I mean, anybody with common sense would say, why don't we put a minimum offender facility together with a barbed wire fence and some manufactured, you know, like trailers like Marines live in, you know, with, you know, two rooms, bathroom in between, and it wouldn't cost anything like that. It's because the state doesn't let you.
Well, and that's it. I mean, you know, we've got a government that is completely soft on crime, and we as citizens are paying a severe price for it. But the example is this jail. You know, Johnson himself has come on your program and talked about this will. And if everything went exactly right, it's 10 years before one criminal is getting into that facility because of the kind of the CEQA and the environmental impact and the appropriations. And then what's the cost going to be in 10 years? I mean, if you tried to build it 10 years ago, the cost would have been this, and we would be building it now. Now, what's 10 years going to look like for that cost with inflation where it's at? So that's the problem. So when all of these people ran about they're going to do the jail, that's not necessarily a local issue. If the government, got out of the way and let us build a building with some concrete and the wires.
I still believe this, though. They said this is where we're going to build it. They know where they're going to build it.
Yeah.
This is how much it's going to cost. The least we can do is, you know, is start the process. Now, Patrick Jones says he's going to have one built in 4 years. But, you know, Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. And, you know, Doug makes a good point about that wheel. The wheel, even according to Pontes, was going to run by the time it was all said and done around $1 billion.
Yeah, but that wheel's gone. I mean,
yeah, that's, well, that's it is and it isn't. There's still people wanting. There's still people talking about it. But I think you really nailed it on these elections. There's two points I think that we have to look at. One is that which Doug made, and that is you can only vote for a supervisor if you're in that district. We had a thing called redistricting. Okay, Alan Long has had this landslide thing. A lot of people are going, gee whiz, why in the world did that happen? And I think part of it has to do with the fact that Al Long has been here for a long time. He was a police officer here for 30 years. He's on the board of the Grant School, which many people believe is probably the, one of the finest schools in the area. He's well known in the community. In District 2, there's a lot of people that have been here for a long time. And I think that you hit the nail on the head, Pat, Carl, when you said that, you know, people are really looking at reading, writing, and arithmetic. In other words, they're looking at the homeless, they're looking at crime, and they're looking at infrastructure and also about the wildfires. What do we do about that? And I think that some of these candidates went out and did that. And I think that was reaching the voter who may not be as informed as someone like Doug, who understands that we need to get rid of the machines, understands that there's a lot of state overreach, understands that we did need to have some sort of resolution about the Second Amendment, and understands that some of these people had to be fired, et cetera, et cetera. But you have to look at the, and I don't want to say uninformed voter, but a minimum voter, and I'll leave it with this. In a lot of District 3, there's a lot of new people that have moved into the area. They come here from Los Angeles or down south, and when they get to Reading, it's like a conservative mecca. They get here and they look around, they go, gosh, it's beautiful here. Got, you know, our police are, look like they're pretty good here. I feel safe with my kids in school. And they get a flyer from Mary Rickard. And it shows conservative, Republican, incumbent, by the way, in California, that's a 90% ratio of them being reelected. And then it shows mother, rancher, and they're going, that's enough for me. I don't need to look at anything else. That flyer did it for me. I'm voting for her. She's been doing a good job. Look at how great this is compared to L.A. And we probably have 80% of the votes that come in a lot of times from people who aren't informed or as informed. And that's why we do all these programs, and Carl, you do yours, and Dougie, you do yours, so that we can inform people on really what's going on. And I think this present Board of Supervisors, these three guys, tried to fight the state on all these horrendous things that they're doing to us. And most people were looking at, hey, but what about the homeless? Hey, I'm tired. I have a business. I'm tired of people breaking my windows. I'm tired of people sleeping in my doorway. I'm tired of my house being robbed. I'm tired of seeing the homeless up and down the streets. And I think that's what happened.
I think you're probably right on that. You know, you look at things that impact on you every day.
Yes, sir.
And not necessarily down the line. I mean, not saying is what California has done to the to their citizens is not horrendous. But that's something that people look at. Like, well, that's in Sacramento, and we can vote for somebody, but, you know, but we can, but what about right here that's in our face?
Yeah, and, you know, that's the hard part, because California is restricting so much, and I agree with everything those three guys did. I think they had to do it to fight the state. Somebody had to stand up. And I know that Doug travels around a bit, and I travel around a bit, and I know the people we talk to, even from down south, are going, hey, Shasta County is standing up to the state. Maybe it's the sacrifice that they had to make, or hopefully they don't have to make it, but it seems as if at this point, maybe it's a sacrifice that had to be made, so people become aware of the fact that you have to stand up in your county, just like the Charter County. I think that's great. So I think that this thing in the long run will work itself out. I still think it's too early to call. Doug's right, I believe.
No, it's, and, we've got 30,000 votes out there. So,
yes, sir.
And people just need to kind of just take a deep breath, to recall people, say we're not declaring anything.
Well, they've lied about everything else, so why not claim victory up
front?
Well,
but I'll tell you this, is the in District 1, as we know, I think the difference was 80 or 90 votes.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be as close as that one.
Yeah.
So who knows? Anyway, thanks a lot, Terry. We gotta run. We're over time. We're gonna take a quick break and be right back.
Never lose, never lose, never lose.
you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, tomorrow Patrick Gorman's going to join us. And I think I got somebody else coming in, but I just don't have my schedule in front of him. But I know for sure Patrick Gorman's coming in, and he talks about everything. I mean, besides just workers' compensation, we talk about other legal things that are going on, and I have yet to stump him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. On things. He saved me thousands of dollars. Just by something he said in here one day.
Oh.
Yeah, I like this guy. Anyway, I'm here with Doug Jenke, and it's our last segment. What do you got, Doug?
Well, you know what's funny is yesterday we had a presentation from Mercy North about their soon-to-be-started, I think it's September, cancer facility. And I thought I would spend a couple seconds here.
The one
here.
Down there on Hartnell?
Yeah.
In the,
behind the shopping center, the old Raley Shopping Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one there by the river where a lot of people are camping.
Well, that will soon be over, which is, I think, a bonus. It just means they're going to go camp somewhere else. But anyways, Dr. David
Cibolier. We have buses heading up to Shingletown.
Yeah, well, there you go. But we shoot them. No, but Dr. David Civilier, who was my personal doctor for many, many years, he's actually the head of the committee raising funds, and they're in their final push to get the funds for this cancer set up. And just letting our listeners know how amazing this is right now he gave the example, and I'm just going to take a couple seconds here, that if you get diagnosed with cancer, and he said in Shasta County there's about 1,300-plus cases every year that get diagnosed that have to go through the system, and they have like five or different spots. If you want an X-ray, you got to go here. If you got to go chemo, you got to go there. So it's like five different things. And they are now going to be building this one shop stop, 40-something thousand square foot building right behind the old Raley's with possible buildings down the road. And they are raising their funds, and they needed $10.5 million, and they're into their last $1 million, which they need to raise. And so I thought I would just throw it out here as a PSA to everybody about, if you can, $50, $20, $100, because, myself, I've had 9 chunks of skin cut off, me being blonde, blue-eyed, and hanging out at the beach as a young baseball player. And so, cancer hits everybody. And I think his stat was in Northern California, the statistic is 40% of all all Californians are going to have some cancer. And he said in the top states here, the top counties, that number actually is almost 1 out of 2. So this is a really cool facility. It's going to be one stop. Everything's there. And if you go to www.supportmercynorth.org, make a $20, a $50, whatever. But they're looking for the last million. But apparently shovels are actually finally breaking ground in September. And it was a very impressive thing, because now for people who have cancer diagnosis, they're not going to have to go to 17 different spots. They're going to have it all in-house, dietitians, the whole works. And it just was a very impressive presentation. Okay. And so that homeless people stuff are going to be going away. So that's even a that's a side benefit of helping build this thing. And at least hopefully help Nick, because they're down the street from him.
Yeah, but he called the police one day. He said they're down in this gully or this stream bed or something, and he said they came out and moved them away. The police are working. They go down there, bless them.
Yeah.
And it's not bless their hearts, it's bless them.
Yeah.
That go down there, they have to give them 24 or 48 hours. And what I heard yesterday from the captain was that they give them 48 hours. He says most people move. He says we've got like 125 hardcore, give me a ticket, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Kind of things. And he says it gets frustrating because then they have to clean up all the garbage and all that, which comes into the hundreds of tons or thousands of tons a year. But he says everybody pretty much moves except this hardcore that just know nothing's going to happen to them.
Well, and that goes back to kind of our state overrunning the counties. It would be great if the states got out of the stupid, a lot of things, housing and jails.
Oh. Proposition 1.
Yes.
I was adamant against it, and I still am.
Yep.
It looks like 50% of the state agrees with me.
Yeah.
I wonder how that's going to go.
Don't know.
They're going to take millions out of the counties to do what? They've got no track record of showing that they can accomplish anything at our state level.
Well, basically, look at any government program that gets a lot of money. We've thrown more and more money at the homeless problem, and it just gets worse. So
we should just give them the money.
Yeah.
Let them buy a house.
That's a strategy. Just go out with envelopes.
Just give them the money straight, cut back on the bureaucracy, and just say, look, come in here. You're homeless here. Here's $10,000. That's how much we're paying you this month. Go out. Rent a place, buy clothes, do your drugs until you die.
Yeah.
And it's probably cheaper to do that. Okay, here's 2,000, here's guaranteed income.
Yeah.
Well,
New York is trying to do that. They, I don't know if it's actually gone through, but the mayor had proposed giving them, credit cards to the illegals. I think it was going to have a $10,000 limit on it. And it's like, are you kidding me? What about the veterans? What about the people that are here that have paid taxes? How did this? Don't give ideas like that, Carl. Somebody might go, well, that's a great idea.
It is a great idea, Doug. Come on. You take away this whole bureaucracy, which siphons off billions of dollars that you're supposed to be going in there, and just say, we've got this many homeless. That's 146,000 homeless. Let's just pay them $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
And then they're going to, that first of all will take care of them.
Yeah,
let's say half of the homeless then have a place, and then, they get jobs and all that. The other half, who cares? They're not on the street anymore. Well, at least then you can see your money going to work. And it builds houses, you know, it buys food, it helps the economy. Come on.
I like your optimism, Carl.
I have 1,000 ideas like this. I just love sharing them with you.
I go. I'm going to sit there and go, I'm the lucky one that gets to hear it across the microphone.
Tell me what's wrong with it.
Oh, first off, it's not.
You got 30 seconds.
It's not fair to the people who pay the taxes. I think that they need to give people who are paying taxes more stuff and stop giving it to the homeless people, because we are the ones that have windows broken out, for example. Our house.
A good job. That's Peacock. Mr. Peacock did.
Yeah. So, you know, I give it to the people who are paying the taxes.
Yeah.
You can give it away.
The window. Didn't break
yeah.
it.
Didn't break
fixed.
It. Yeah. yeah. We want to make that clear. Yeah. So, you know, you.
Okay.
You get
there is
free.
That.
Yeah.
There is that. But you're already getting taxed anyway, because just use the money that they're already sucking out of us.
Yeah.
And just take that money, cut back on the bureaucracy, and just cut out the middleman. Just right there. I walk out, you walk out on the first of each month with two armed guards and $100,000. And here's your $2,000. Here's, oh, hi, Mary. Here's your $2,000. Oh, Doug, here's your $2,000. Oh, Nick, here's your $2,000.
Oh, now you got Nick is homeless. I like that.
I got that. I got everybody. We got to run. Thanks, Doug.
See ya.
We'll be back tomorrow, and God bless America.
Won't be turned.
You on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.